We're on the telephone with Tom Oswald of Cleghorn, Iowa. Tom farms in that area of Iowa. And Tom, give me some background as far as your farming operation, what you do.
Okay, Ken, I'm pretty much a no-till, strip-till. I grow corn in strip-till, and then I no-till my soybean. And I've been using GPS and other things of that nature since the middle 1990s.
Sounds like you've become a kind of a crusader on this light squared GPS issue, Tom, and I'm just curious about your reasons for your involvement in this.
Well, like I said, I started out a number of years ago in the field mapping and those type of things, and along with that, I've done a lot with strip trials, various experiments, again, going back for nearly 30 years. And about a year ago, a little less than that, I learned through some internet chat rooms that this light squared thing was in motion. And I found it very disturbing because of what I believe to be the implications of that system that they're proposing and how that would impact my ability to access highly accurate GPS for either precision farming or auto guidance.
Give us just kind of a brief explanation, I guess, again, of how this would impact GPS users.
Well, from what I gather, and again, I don't profess to be an expert, but I've utilized GPS equipment for long enough to know that it can be pretty sensitive to various forms of interference. And since I've gone to either auto guidance or autopilot on my tractors, I've really discovered how that been able to help me extend the amount of hours that I can operate, and especially if you catch years where the operation window is fairly short, the ability to plant and position nutrients accurately any time of day or night, just incredibly powerful technology to have at hand, and I believe that light squared, if allowed to operate, would require me to scrap a lot of the equipment I'm running, which would be obviously pretty costly, or it would interfere intermittently, which would be about as bad because we need to have that equipment operating at full function 24 hours a day if we're going to use it like it can be used, I guess.
What's your understanding of where this issue is at and where it could end up in the future, I guess?
Well, what I'm hoping is that better minds will prevail. If you probably followed the history of it, the light squared system whereby space relative to the GPS spectrum or next door to the GPS spectrum, the frequencies, and that allocation of bandwidth, it's a very high-powered system that is going to be utilized not from a satellite but from a ground base. Satellite signals are relatively weak compared to a ground-based signal, so the ground-based signal will be very positive for those wanting fast and pretty incredible 4G cellular service. Being next door to the GPS spectrum, any spillage either way or any weakness in the GPS relative to our access to the satellite signal on those corrective signals, for example, I believe some of the Green Star and OmniStar utilize that bandwidth, would just devastate our ability to get that sub-inch or 5-inch or whatever accuracy we're looking at depending on what product we're using. And so it really caught my eye, and since I'm rather active in the Soybean Association, I really jumped on that thing, and also from a personal perspective, that it is very important in my farming operation.
As with a lot of things these days, I guess it sounds like there's politics involved in this. Are you confident that agriculture is going to be making their voice, or has made their voice heard on this argument?
Actually, from what I've observed through Farm Bureau soybean, I believe corn's engaged with it on a national level. I've been very active personally in contacting my representatives, my congressman or my congressman directly, my senator. Senator Grassley here in Iowa, from what I've been reading, is aggressively looking into this. Clearly, there's some politics. There's the finance community looking at it, how all of this came together. Those details can be read very easily on the web. a lot of issues regarding who was there first in the ownership of the bandwidth and some of those things. There's some issues regarding whether, you know, various legal maneuvers have been done using friendships and crony capitalism. You know, a lot of those things are going to be investigated. And so it's being slowed down. But what I really encourage is that any farmer that is actively using precision, especially, say, in auto guidance, and if you think about the implications for his service providers, such as, you know, co-ops and things that have gone away from home marketers to using, you know, light bars and autopilots on their application equipment, this thing has got a very broad implication, and you certainly hate to see somebody messing with our satellite signal on April when we really want to run hard. I'm thinking cooler heads will prevail, but in politics, you can never be sure. I really think the farm organizations are trying to follow it as best as possible. I'm not totally sure enough farmers are aware of the potential implications. It could be tens of thousands of dollars that it could cost the farmer who is heavily engaged in auto pilot, for example, or auto guidance of any type. So they really need to be aware.
Yeah, so as you said, I mean, this is really revolutionized agriculture and or farming, and it could have quite an impact.
Well, that's right. I mean, a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, have already moved to trying to precision place their nutrients, trying to, you know, better utilize the seeds that they're using, less field loss, more productivity. I mean, I don't think the people that have done the economic analysis in agriculture, for the most part, is a relatively small user of some of these precision GPS systems. But if you think about not just the installed cost of the current systems we're using, which were built under the specifications as the rules they knew at the time, you know, you just have to think about what the potential lost productivity in our system. I mean, that's one of the powerhouses of U.S. agriculture, is our ability to adapt technology as it goes along.
Tom, any other thoughts on this? I'm out of questions.
Well, what I'd really encourage is that if a farmer's using an autopilot system or whatever brand that is, and again, John Deere, Trimble, all the majors are together on this, I would suggest they really start following this topic. And if they're politically engaged, talk to their politicians and make sure they are aware that this light squared could have pretty incredible negative implications for their farm business. And so I just encourage guys to be aware of it. I hate to see somebody find out their GPS is not working correctly some spring or fall and they really, really needed it.